From the News Center, a news focus.
Despite political opposition, Governor Tom Wolf's coronavirus disaster declaration is still in effect. And one economist argues it might be the fastest way to get the state economy going again. Legislators say the lockdown is costing businesses too much money and too many people have lost jobs. But Mark Steer, who heads the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, says the easiest way to see the benefit of stay-at-home orders and business closures is to watch what's happening in states that reopened too early.
In the South and Southwest, COVID-19 cases are rising rapidly. And while deaths haven't risen yet, we always know that they're about 2 weeks away.
He says a recent study shows the shutdown has prevented 2.4 million COVID cases and 131,000 additional deaths in the Commonwealth. On Wednesday, with new cases rising again in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf made wearing masks in public mandatory. While some claim that violates their civil rights, Steer notes that wearing masks has helped other countries get the pandemic under control.
We all have to play our part to make sure the virus doesn't spread. And if we do that, we can get businesses open, get the economy moving again faster.
While many other countries have substantially reduced new coronavirus infections, the United States set a new record high. Steer believes to help the economy recover, lawmakers should be taking proactive steps now, like raising the minimum wage and giving aid to small businesses that employ workers.
We need to invest in the economy. It's simply not going to come back all by itself. We're facing years of economic devastation if we don't have active government helping create a restored economy for all of us.
He adds that the virus itself is hurting the economy, and without measures to control its spread, the impact on business, jobs, and the economy would be much worse. I'm Andrea Sears.